Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome, welcome to the show, the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination here on 101.9 Chai FM. Welcome to it. I'm Nikki Seberini with you for the next hour on a show really that inspires me every single time I have access to the extraordinary people who share their wisdom, their stories, their insights, and I hope that you feel the same way. So some of you may be listening to the show whilst on holiday because technology is marvelous, and gone are the days when you can only listen on radio. Isn't that fabulous? And some of you may be listening from your office. Maybe you haven't stopped working yet, and maybe you're working all the way through. Well, whatever you are doing, I am wondering how you are feeling about this year coming to an end, this 2023, and looking back and, yeah, looking at yourself. I spoke a little bit about it last week, about looking back and looking at the things that you managed to do, that you achieved, you know, the good things. Well, I'm going to have an amazing life coach. She's going to be joining us a little bit later in the show. And she's going to be talking about the year, you know, are there end of year blues, the holiday season, how do we switch off and rest and digest, so they say, and really how to make the most of it and get ready for 2024. So that'll be coming up around about 12:30. And then we're starting off the show. I have a pharmacist who is joining us, and we're talking about using over-the-shelf medication, prescription medication. You know, we walk into pharmacies and we buy stuff, and I'm not sure if we always think about what we're taking, if we read all the labels, if we see what the contraindications are, if perhaps we're taking medication, two different types that could be working against one another. And it's really just at the beginning of the holiday to think about what you're going to be taking. You know, you may feel sick while you're on holiday. You may not be able to have access to a doctor. And what does self-medicating look like? Are there dangers around that? So I have Timothy Ngobeni, who is a pharmacist with MediPost Pharmacy, who's going to be sharing some information and some insights with us. Timothy, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very glad to be on the show, eh?
Oh, it's great to have you, Timothy. So, as I said to you, you know, this time of the year, all sorts of things happen when you're on holiday. Sometimes you drink bad water, you eat bad food, or you spend too much time in the sun, or, you know, from your system going the whole year, and all of a sudden you slow down, your immune system doesn't know what to do, and we can easily get sick, and all sorts of things tend to happen. And as I mentioned, a lot of us go running off to the pharmacy and we want to buy things, and we look at self-medicating. Can you speak to that, Timothy? I mean, you're a pharmacist. I'm sure lots of people come in, they haven't seen the doctor, and they start asking you, you know, questions in terms of medication. Just as a starting point, what would you like to say to people who are listening, who, you know, do this and certainly will be over the festive season?
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity. Basically, what I can say is over-the-counter medication is the common name, and it's a very essential part of the healthcare system. It happens a lot that people come through needing help, whether it comes to over-the-counter medications. So most common uses for the over-the-counter medication would be for pain, fever, allergies, your cough, your cold-like symptoms, or your minor skin conditions. But it is important to remember, however, that with over-the-counter medication, there are dosages that need to be followed, and the recommended use is only for short-term use. And also, there are some contraindications which some are patients, population specific, such as populations that are pregnant, and there are age restrictions when it comes to over-the-counter medications. So it is quite important whenever you use over-the-counter medication to always consult a pharmacist or a healthcare professional first. And it is quite important to also inform the healthcare professional of all underlying conditions or any other medication or supplements that you are using so that we can give good professional advice to the patient.
Okay, I think that's such good advice. Really such good advice. So people should mention, as you said, underlying conditions, medication that they're on, supplements. And I just want to hone in on the supplements because they're everywhere. We've got a huge choice of what we can and can't take. And what I'm hearing you say is that if you are on certain supplements, it could in some way influence this over-the-counter medication that you're taking.
Yes, it can. It can even interfere with certain chronic medication as well. I can give a simple example of, let me not even make it so complicated as a supplement. A simple thing, grapefruit. I'm sure you've had grapefruit before. So yes. Grapefruit does interact with the stomach mucosa and certain enzymes in the liver. And with that interaction, certain medications that you might take will be reduced in terms of their effectiveness in the body. So those small
It's just from grapefruit, Timothy.
Yes, ma'am. From just grapefruit as well.
Wow. Okay, so I think this is a very important conversation that we're having. So the onus is on who when you're going on medication. Well, at the moment we're talking about over-the-counter medication. You're saying go and consult with the pharmacist or go and consult with your doctor and find out. In terms of looking at the leaflet inside, it can be so complex. It can be so difficult to read. I kind of scan through the contraindications because very often if I look at them, I think, oh my goodness, I don't even want to take it. And then I look at the directions. Is there anything that you can tell our listeners what they should or shouldn't be looking at when they look at the information found in the inside of the over-the-counter medication?
Okay, in terms of that leaflet, I would actually recommend that whenever you see something in the leaflet that you don't understand, always speak to your pharmacist regarding the matter. Because if you don't, there are certain situations where the lack of context makes it very difficult for the patient to understand. Or how do I say, anxiety and stress tends to kick in and say, oh, what if I have this? What if I have this? Because that's what the brain normally does to everyone. If you read something, you think, oh, I might have this as well. And also, so that's why it's always quite important whenever you read a leaflet and you don't understand something, always speak to the pharmacist about it. And then in terms of certain side effects or it depends on population. Also, it depends in terms of percentages. It's not quite common. In certain people, it is extremely common. So you might read something, but it might not particularly happen to you.
Yeah, because it's, you know, I mean, as you say, it's general and it's for everyone, which is why you probably should be talking to your doctor about that. We're going to take a break, Timothy. After the break, let's just speak to the role of the pharmacist when someone is coming in with a prescription in terms of, you know, where should you be getting this information from? Is it from your doctor? Is it from your pharmacist? Should the patient be asking the questions like, these are the supplements I take? Or should this information be given to the patient?
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the Deal Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Having a very interesting conversation with Timothy Ngobeni, who is a pharmacist with MediPost Pharmacy. And we're really talking about, like, this time of the year, when you're on holiday and you may need to take something for pain, and it's really throughout the year, of course, pain or fever or allergies or nausea or whatever it is. And so you're using over-the-counter medication. And Timothy is pointing to some really important things to consider. First of all, which I really think we need to stress, is over-the-counter medication is for short-term use. I suppose, Timothy, unless your doctor or your pharmacist says otherwise, but most over-the-counter medication is for short-term use. And Timothy has said that when you go on any of this medication, you should communicate any underlying conditions that you may have or current medication that you're on or supplements that you're taking to the pharmacist or to the doctor, that it's really important, and reading the little leaflet and looking at the contraindications and just being aware of what you're taking. So, Timothy, you mentioned in the first part of our interview how different medications can affect. You gave an example of if you eat grapefruit, it can affect certain medications that you're on. And I know, and I have heard stories of women who are on the contraceptive pill, contraception pill, and have gone on antibiotics. And apparently when you're on antibiotics, it neutralizes. And I don't know if it does in the newer generation of, the pill, but I know certainly in the past, and there could be an issue where you could fall pregnant. So the question I asked you just before the break, who is it on? I mean, is it the doctor? Is it the pharmacist who has to communicate? Would a patient even know these kind of questions to ask?
To be honest, I think the responsibility falls on everyone, because during a consultation, it is the doctor's responsibility to actually ask if you're taking any medication so that it guides the prescriber to know what to prescribe and what not to prescribe. And also the patient should also disclose if there's any medications or any other conditions prior to the consultation, so that everything is individualized to that specific patient. And then when it comes to the pharmacist, during the dispensing of the medication, it is quite important that the patient is given information, instructions on how to use the medication safely, potential side effects and all, which also includes that the patient should be asked, are you taking any other medications? Have you taken this before? What has the doctor prescribed for you? So you can inform the patient on how to use it, potential side effects or extra cautions in case of, as you said, if a patient is taking antibiotics and they are on oral contraceptives or any form of contraceptives, then they should use extra methods in terms of contraceptives, such as the barrier method or using condoms. So that is part of the counseling process that actually helps the patient.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's on everybody to do it. And also what I'm hearing you say is we have to take control as well. You know, the pharmacist can only do so much. The doctor can only do so much. We have to take control. We need to know. We have to communicate and not be afraid to ask questions. I think that a lot of the times we are intimidated and we don't want to ask questions, and we forget that this is our body. And we've got to make sure that we're very comfortable taking what we're taking. So, Timothy, you stressed the over-the-counter medication for short-term use. I just want to expand on that a little bit. If someone is on something for allergies, for example, if someone is on painkillers, where is the cutoff point? And I know that this is such a generic question because each medication is so different. But really where I'm going with this is just giving people an idea, a sense of when they should start looking at, well, you know, these symptoms aren't abating. You know, I'm still in pain. Now perhaps I need to go see the doctor.
Okay. First and foremost, I have to stress this. It is crucial whenever having recurring symptoms, always consult. Because these symptoms can be signs of other underlying chronic conditions. Because let me give a simple example. every day you're taking paracetamol for headache, but it's an everyday thing. Clearly, it does show an indication that there are other underlying conditions. I can give an example of electrolyte imbalance. Maybe there's hypertension. So you do need to get evaluated. And also, if you're taking the medication for a prolonged period, you're also risking the fact of getting side effects. An example of a side effect is aspirin. Aspirin is a very common drug. You can get it anywhere. However, it does cause very, very serious stomach problems or stomach ulcers with prolonged use.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very important to actually consult a medical professional.
You know, I think about when you go overseas. I mean, I was in Ireland not so long ago. And someone I knew wasn't well. And it was very difficult for this person to get certain painkillers that we easily, I mean, it's over-the-counter medication here in South Africa. There's certain cough mixtures that you cannot get overseas that you can get here in South Africa over-the-counter. I mean, that have got codeine, I mean, which is highly addictive. Antibiotics are just so freely available. I don't know how many people listening to me now, when they go on holiday, they go with a generic antibiotic just in case they get sick. And I'd like you to maybe speak to that as well, is that some of the medication we're taking, which is so readily available, and an antibiotic, you need a prescription, but you know, it's not always difficult to get the prescription. A lot of GPs are very happy to give you a prescription for an antibiotic when there is no sign of an illness. And then what happens to that antibiotic? So maybe you can speak to that too, Timothy, if you don't mind.
I think the biggest issue in terms of that is sometimes patients can be extremely, extremely persistent, if I may say. And you find yourself as a private practitioner backed into a corner where a patient actually demands something from you. And they're telling you that they're actually paying for a service. So it makes it quite difficult for you to actually communicate with the patient in that regard. And also the use of antibiotics for everything. I've seen patients come in and say, I just want an antibiotic for cough. And antibiotics really need to have an indication, because antibiotic abuse is a common thing in South Africa. So that's also another issue that we need to look at some point as health professionals.
Well, antibiotics are becoming such a problem now. Because, you know, they're just not doing the job and you're getting these terrible superbugs. I mean, that's a real, real problem. As I said, in a lot of countries, they don't just give antibiotics. So just the last section I do want to look at when we're looking at antibiotics, Timothy, because there are certain do's and don'ts. And I know that antibiotics are, I mean, you've got to, am I right? Or perhaps I'm wrong that they've got to be taken at the same time. Is it a full stomach, an empty stomach? Do you always go with a probiotic? Is it important that you finish, that you don't just decide, oh, I'm feeling better, let me stop taking the antibiotic? Maybe you can just give us a general idea of taking antibiotics, please.
Okay, with antibiotics, it is extremely important to always adhere to the dosing frequency. Always, always finish your antibiotics for the prescribed course. If it's 5 days, take it for 5 days and finish it, because you are risking you're actually putting yourself at risk of having resistance. And then probiotics are quite important to prevent the side effect of having diarrhea. I would actually advise that whenever you take a probiotic, always take it 2 hours after taking the antibiotic. And then,
did you say before or after? Sorry, Timothy. Did you say take it 2 hours before or after the antibiotic?
Before or after, it doesn't matter, but don't take them concurrently.
Okay.
And then in terms of taking an antibiotic with a meal or without a meal, it depends on the type of antibiotic. Some you can take without, some you need to take with a meal.
Okay. Thank you very much. Timothy, Medipost, where is Medipost Pharmacy?
Okay, Medipost Pharmacy is based in Pretoria. It's a courier pharmacy, and we also operate throughout South Africa. And you can find us at medipost.co.za or shop.medipost.co.za.
Fantastic. Well, I have to thank you very much, Timothy, because as I said to you, I think there's a lot out there. You know, it really is easy to walk into a pharmacy and just take whatever. But I think that we have to be very conscious of what we are taking, make sure that we have discussed it with our medical practitioner, that pharmacists are there to assist. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you can help people who, you know, just need assistance, especially when it comes to over-the-counter medication, to adhere to the instructions when it comes to the medication. And I think we've covered everything. Timothy, is there anything before we say goodbye that you'd like to share with the audience?
No, I'm just glad I was got the opportunity to be able to educate the public, and the public is they should also know that if they do need additional help, Medipost, they can always contact Medipost. We do have our pharmacy team that is available to take queries in all official languages in South Africa.
Oh, fantastic. Wonderful, Timothy. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, eh?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Timothy Ungobeni, pharmacist at Medipost Pharmacy. Something to really, really consider. What did I take out of that? That sometimes supplements can mess with the medication that you're on, and this has to be communicated with the doctor. Your doctor needs to know that when you are on certain medication, if the instruction is X, you've got to do it according to that X. And also, if you're taking over-the-counter medication and the symptoms don't go away within a period of time, and I would probably say, and I didn't ask Timothy exactly, but maybe within a few days, you need to consult your doctor. You cannot be living on paracetamol all the time, or cough mixture all the time. And I thought those were very good pointers. So I hope that you got something out of it, whether you're going on holiday or not, and you're going to be visiting pharmacies, just something to think about and really read what you're taking. Ask the questions, be an active participant in this healing. It's not just the doctor or the pharmacist telling you, but certainly you asking questions as well.